It's great to have you with us today. It's April 1st, April Fool's Day, a day I do not care much for, and it's a day of deception, so I do not have much fun at it. I know people make practical jokes, do different things. It's not really been my cup of tea, and I've never liked being a partner with or being the one at the brunt end of it. But it is April 1st, and we're going to be talking about bringing sin to the light. Yesterday we talked about fulfilling the conditions as we continue to talk about the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, and how it continually cleanses us from all sin. This is the third aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus that we've been discussing since the beginning of the year. If you had a time with us in our CGMF Bible study groups and prayer groups this last weekend, I hope you had a great time. My particular group, we talked about following me in the simplest aspects and perceptions of Christianity in its nature, and how it can be encapsulated in the two words, follow me. From the days of Abram, who became Abraham, following the Lord and finding out about this living God, to our present day, and how relationship with God is more important than even doctrine, even though doctrine is something we care about a whole lot. But we talked about that yesterday and had a grand time. But today, our devotion is on bringing sin to the light. Fellowship is the place of light. This is why fellowship is a place of testing. And that's why when the scripture in 1 John the other day talked about walking in the light, it brought about this view of fellowship as well in seeing the full view of the blood being applied. The closer the fellowship, the brighter the light. Until you come to a place where there are no hidden corners, there are no shadows, nothing is swept under the rug, nothing is covered up, it can be a frightening place for the natural man. But it is the only place where the blood of Jesus fully fulfills its function of cleansing. If you desire cleansing, it comes to the light. If you are in any way wrong before God or wrong with your neighbor, you are not fully in the light, and the blood will never be applied except in the light. One of the daily regimens I have, I take some vitamins, and one of the supplements I'm supposed to take is a daily cleansing agent to get rid of the toxicity that comes from some of the food we eat, etc., and cleanses the body. I don't see the effect of the toxicity. I don't see the effect of sometimes things we eat that have been manufactured that aren't good for us. But I am hoping that which I'm taking is going to help me to purge my body so that it will be cleansed of those poisons. Sin is like a poison that infects our body and can just be there seemingly lying dormant, but will have its effect in time and space. So to deal with it is better than to ignore it. If you are in any way wrong before God or wrong with your neighbor, you are not fully in the light, and the blood will never be applied except in the light. Many times you have to forgive before someone else forgives you. Right now I'm in one of those circumstances where I asked a dear friend of mine to, for his coming to me and apologizing for something he did in my life that harmed me greatly. And it's been 3, 4 months now and he has not done so. Well, in the midst of that, I kind of been a little bitter, and God has ministered to me to first forgive him for what he has done, and then let him work on that man's heart. And so that's what I'm doing. And in our hearts and lives, we sometimes need to be the first one when it comes to forgiving others before we can expect someone to come to us and apologize, whatever it might be. But the most important thing we want is for the blood to be applied in our hearts and lives, in whatever way it can be done so that Jesus Christ and us, you and me, can be in pure relationship, and our brothers and sisters in Christ and friends and neighbors in Zion can know the peace that passes all understanding. Don't you want to walk in peace? Don't you want the cloud of doubt and wonderment if something's going to be exposed from not being there anymore? Amen. Walk in the light. What do you have to do? It's simple. Come to the light, Jesus Christ. What is coming to the light? Confessing your sins, acknowledging them openly before God. Now, that is the hardest thing for a natural man to do. The light seems so bright. You may think, oh, I couldn't bring that terrible thing to God, or even to deal with my brother and sister in Christ. That awful memory, that guilty secret. I couldn't expose it to the light. The natural man shrinks from it. But the truth is that when it gets to the light, it disappears quickly because it's exposed. And when exposed, the blood can cleanse it. And that humility you've shown touches the heart of God. But if you do not bring it into the light, you keep it. This is a tremendous principle. The blood operates only in the light. Supposing that we have met the condition of walking the light, if this is the case, then we are in fellowship with our believers and with God in pureness and holiness. What a wonderful state to be in. And we have all the rights and privileges as sons and daughters of covenant when we do so. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim now to bring into light all that I have done that's contrary to you. My anger with certain individuals. My being a procrastinator in certain areas of dealing with issues in my life that could better be taken care of in the now. And Lord, for hurts I've caused, even unbeknownst to others. God, I pray that you would cleanse through your precious blood. And Lord, and make aware to me those things that I am not aware of. And help me to walk in the light as you are the light, to have fellowship with you and with one another in Christ Jesus. And to see your perfect love cascade within my soul, and to walk in that love, and to know that there is nothing in me that is presupposed darkness or sin. That I'm walking in the illumination of your grace and the power of the Spirit shining within my life. Thank you, Lord, for the light. I come into it knowing that you are already understanding and knowing what's going on before I even go into your presence, knowing my sins and knowing my transgressions and knowing my faults and knowing my weaknesses anyway. So I humble myself before you and ask for your touch and strength. And for my brothers and sisters in Christ who are listening to this prayer line message, Lord, I pray the anointing of God and the strength of the Lord to help them to pursue and to walk in that light, and to see the work of the Lord be done, and to see the healing of God through the blood of Jesus. Give them the peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that this message blessed you and encouraged you. Nothing else. I know it convicted me when I was going to be the presenter of it, and I had to think about it for a while and didn't feel like, you know, I wanted to give this message, because sometimes I don't walk in the light as I should. It is something we need to perpetually do as we continue to follow in the process of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Christ, and recognize that he continually cleanses us, and we have to be able to allow his sanctifying force of his Spirit to be applied each and every day. Amen. If you need to reach us at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. You also can visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. There's some great things there. I'm trying to revamp it, bring it up a little fresh. Haven't as much time as I would like to put some new features together, but pray for us at Covenant of Grace that we can do that and make it more fully advantageous for each and every one that gets a hold of it. But there's some neat archive messages, everything there. Just be blessed. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate you for being with us on the prayer line.